Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So I got a call from Dr. James on a Friday, or maybe it was Thursday, I can't really remember, and he was telling me about the situation that is happening at public hospitals. And I was concerned that this isn't something that everybody, or anybody really, is talking about. James is not his real name. He asked it to come on air using a pseudonym simply because he is afraid of reprisals. Dr. James, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, and yourself?
I am well, thank you. So just to put it in some kind of a context, you were working or are working in public?
Yeah, so I was still involved in the working in the public sector. So I'm in one of the smaller hospitals, mm-hmm. not one of the big hospitals.
Right.
Yeah, so basically, should I?
Yeah. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so basically, as been well known in the news, there was a protest at Barra Hospital regarding the funding that was allocated during COVID to increase the number of healthcare workers and auxiliary health staff, like cleaners, porters, etc. So the new budget, they were going to half the initial budget that was mm-hmm. for the last 2 years, and therefore meaning at least half or around half of the staff would lose their jobs. And then that's what led to the protest at Barra. But in the smaller hospitals, got the same memorandum that half of the staff were going to be, the budget was going to go into half. So where I was working, what happened was no one was quite sure what was happening because the hospital management themselves wasn't quite sure what was happening with regards to the budget because they weren't getting proper communication. But then almost just over a week before the end of the month, there was a new memorandum to say, no, the budget's going to be even slashed further. So what seemed to have happened was certain of the central hospitals were able to keep their full staff, but the budget from all the smaller hospitals, and some of these hospitals are not small, they're large regional hospitals serving thousands and thousands of people, their budget was slashed, allowing more than 90% of their staff having to have not being retained.
90% of their staff?
At least where I was working, more than 90% of the staff that were there during COVID are no longer employed.
But surely these hospitals are under tremendous pressure irrespective of COVID.
Yeah, so I mean the posts themselves, even though they called COVID posts or when they started during COVID, they used in, I know of a few hospitals where the doctors employed in these posts and the healthcare workers employed in these posts are not in COVID units. So they're supplementing your surgical disciplines, your maybe even other disciplines, but definitely surgical disciplines, they're supplementing, as well as obviously the medical disciplines, which includes COVID management. But basically, these posts were used to supplement already under strained system. So where these posts have been slashed, these doctors and nurses and stuff are not able to perform their duties in a really failing hospital system.
And what happens to all of these people? I mean, it's doctors like yourself. I'm assuming it's nurses. It's all the support staff. It's probably cleaners as well, because if you're talking about this number of people that have suddenly overnight lost their jobs.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, most people where I was working, no one has a second plan. Really, because it's already difficult to find a job in South African healthcare system. There's very few posts available for doctors to get, and even more than that, they're increasing the number of medical students coming out of the system. So it's just creating more and more of a strain for people to get posts in the public sector. So a lot of people are left with no second plan, and obviously the hospital now has to make last minute arrangements to shuffle everything around of what was functioning pre the end of March to now what's going to be functioning after the end of March. As I said, a lot of these healthcare workers were not used during COVID. Mm. Even though COVID's on the down now, they were used in other departments, supplementing other departments. So, as I said, I don't know what would happen to the patients that were being treated and cared for by these healthcare workers.
What does it mean to you personally? you were working. You're a young doctor. You qualified. I don't know how long ago you qualified. A young doctor working in public. Overnight, you don't have a position. Now what?
Well, I mean, like, I don't mean to come across as like I'm upset. You know, obviously people need income. Like, I'm not trying to complain.
But you should complain. Right? I don't think it's unreasonable to complain that you lose your job overnight. A thankless job, a very, very hard job where a lot is demanded of you.
Yeah. It's just quite disheartening when you study. It's a 6-year degree, then there's 2 years internship, 1 year community service, which is basically 9 years. And then to be working in one of the smaller hospitals where the work is already less appreciated, because you don't have the facilities to care for patients like at your bigger hospitals, even though the patients themselves are no less sick than at the bigger hospitals.
Of course.
It's just the same level of sickness in these patients. So it's quite disheartening when you've worked hard at a place, given that you're all patients know who you are. When you're in a clinic, they know Dr. So-and-so is their doctor. It's a difficult situation to even the way it was done. I was saying, if you know a month in advance that this is going to happen, but we were told that they're going to be able to retain more than half the staff. They managed to allow the budget that they had to mm-hmm. retain more than half the staff, slashed in half. But then to find out that no one's going to be retained except for a very few people, a day or two before. I think
absolutely it was basically horrific. Absolutely
before, yeah.
Horrific. Have you read about this? Are you seeing this in the news at all?
So, I mean, I've seen, I think a lot of people I've spoken to have seen the
barrister staff that protests.
I think there might have been one or two protests that I've heard about in other hospitals but haven't really made the news. Just go slows and protests at some of the other hospitals. I know Natal Spruit had a go slow, or Telemokharani, which is in Phosphorus, had like a go slow, one of my colleagues told me. But nothing's made the news like the Barra doctor strike. And Barra, as well as a few other central hospitals since then, have managed to keep all their staff. I mean, I fully understand that they are the central hospitals and they are taking a lot of the patient load. But nevertheless, their healthcare workers are not working any harder than
absolutely. I think you're being too understanding. I certainly am not sure that I would be as understanding in your position. Unfortunately, we are almost out of time. What now for you? What does this mean? That you have to look for work in the private sector? Are there posts available in other public hospitals?
I mean, posts come up, but very few at a time in public sector. People can maybe find posts in the far peripheries in the rural areas. But I think the people don't understand is even people that grow up in the rural areas, that's not where they want to live because of the lack of infrastructure there.
Absolutely.
So I suppose if you want to go rural, you can go rural. But if one wants to live in the city or even just out the city, it's very hard to find a post. So I think, there's obviously the private sector, and there's always the overseas option, which is a lot of my colleagues that I've spoken to are also considering.
Of course.
Just because it's becoming such a hard system
And why wouldn't they? It's unfortunately a sad reality and in truth such a tragedy. Dr. James, thank you for joining us this morning, for bringing this to our attention.